This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Open for Business. I'm Christine Wong. And if the pandemic has taught us anything, it's that flexibility and learning how to go with the flow are key skills in business and in life. For Tiffany Yao, taking the Flow Studios yoga and Pilates classes online were key to keeping this fitness business afloat. She joins me remotely today to talk through that journey. So thanks, Tiffany, for joining us today. Can you just introduce yourself and a little bit about what the Flow Studio is all about?
Hi, so my name is Tiffany Yao. I'm the co-founder of The Flow Studio. We run yoga and Pilates classes in our studio in Bangsa, Kuala Lumpur. We've been around since August 2018 and just working through and living through a pandemic at the moment.
Mm-hmm. So we actually last spoke to you guys in 2019 just about The Flow Studio in general, but obviously so much has happened in the course of the past year and a bit, I guess. So tell us a little bit about how The Flow Studio was affected generally by the pandemic. We'll go into more detail about the pivoting that you guys did, but what was the initial reaction?
I still recall when the MCO was first announced, and that was in March 2020, about a year ago now. And I think everyone was a little bit naive, right? We were all like, okay, it's 2 weeks, we'll be fine. So what we did at the time was we really just wanted to give people a platform to continue their practice. You know, at the time, we were running at we were at 100% capacity. We were full. We were looking at expanding into two new locations over the year. And it was a shock to the system, really. And all we wanted to do was just to keep people's practice going at the time. And so what we did was we just launched a bunch of free IG live classes just to, I guess, keep the momentum going, because with these sort of workouts and practices, it's really important to keep your community engaged. And naively, you know, that's what we did for the first 2 weeks. And in the blink of an eye, it was kind of like, how did 2 weeks become 3 months?
Right, right. So it sounds to me like, you know, in a way, the hope was there, right, for all of this to be a short-term issue. But interesting that you bring up the IG Live classes. We'll get into that later on. But, you know, also, especially as a fitness studio, a lot of gyms and other fitness outlets have had to really adjust to the shifting SOPs. You know, like there are moments when, you know, the MCO restrictions are less intense and you are allowed to open, you're not allowed to open, so on and so forth. So what was it like to have to deal with those shifting restrictions constantly?
I think it comes down to two things. So first of all, was when the first MCO was announced and it was, you know, okay, everyone's closed. That was the brief for us. Okay, everyone's closed. We have to pivot. And then, you know, and like with 3 months later, it was let's open. And these are all the restrictions. And the restrictions were harsh. They reduced our capacity to, you know, less than 50% with all the social distancing. You know, there was pre-MCO, we were packing out classes with 30 people at one go. And now we could only really fit 10 to 12 in a room. Number one, I feel we have a social responsibility as a studio to be able to provide a safe environment for our practitioners. And that was number one, above everything else, above making money, above, you know, breaking even, above even being profitable. It was, we wanted our practitioners to feel safe. We are always a place that provides a safe space for our practitioners mentally and physically as an escape, you know, even before the pandemic.
Mm.
So, you know, in the environment of the pandemic, it's even more important that we make people feel safe. And so, you know, to us, it was, okay, let's make sure we fully understand the SOPs and we are the champion of the SOPs.
Right.
Even if people aren't happy because they need to check in and they need to sanitize and they need to bring their own mats and they need to bring their own water bottles, it may not be as convenient and as, you know, fully serviced as it was before. But above all else, we want to make sure everyone feels safe coming into the space.
Mm-hmm.
So we really needed to make sure that my team was a champion of the SOPs. They knew it back and forth like a Bible. If there was a change in it, we were the first that were on top of it.
Right.
And it's not even just understanding the SOPs, it's then how do we apply it to our business, in the sense that as a studio, for example, to us, some of the SOPs didn't make the best sense, and mm-hmm. we felt that there was a way we could keep the practitioners even safer. We would do that. For example, in the SOPs, there are, you know, equipment can be shared as long as it's sanitized in between each use. So technically, you know, between yoga classes, we could say, just sanitize the mats that we provide and it's okay. But, you know, to us, we went a step above and beyond, and we were like, everyone should really be bringing their own mats. You lay them on top of our mat, so there's basically double protection, mm-hmm. and we sanitize everything in between as well.
Right, right.
So to us, you know, it's not just these are the SOPs, these are the bare minimum, we're following them because these are the rules. It's what else can we do to create the safest possible environment for our practitioners?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think that's a really interesting point about going above and beyond. Now, you also mentioned that, you know, obviously you guys did have to pivot a lot to moving online, you know, as opposed to the, I would assume, physical expansion that you were kind of gearing up for before all this went down, right? Tell me a little bit about that. Why did you decide on doing these Instagram live stream classes?
I mean, initially in the first MCO, it was Instagram, just because it was quick. It was the quickest way we could set things up to make sure that the practitioners had a space to keep their practice going. Back then, it was amazing, the engagement from the community. You know, we were getting easily over 200 people in every single class. But what we found, the limitations with that was that, you know, because it is Instagram, it is one way. So the interaction, the practitioners can see the instructor and they can type in the chat. And the instructor can obviously reply on video, but the instructor can't actually see the practitioner.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, after that initial MCO, we then pivoted to a model where we do go via Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
And that allows two-way interaction between the instructors and the practitioner. We have chosen to stay live stream rather than recorded. We had a mix of both for a period of time. They each have their own pros and cons,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
in the sense that, you know, recorded, the quality is, of course, better. You're not subject to, you know, bandwidth restrictions or, you know, in KL, if it rains, for some reason, the internet just drops off.
Mm-hmm.
But the con with the recorded is then there isn't that level of interaction.
Right.
And then with live streams, you know, the pros to that is, you know, the instructor can interact with their practitioners.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can look at you, we can correct your form, we can make sure we get to know you as much as we would in person. We can check up on you, we can talk to you, you know, you can put a face to names. And also we found that the live streams tend to keep people accountable to their practice, because you are booked into a class at a certain period of time, the instructor is expecting you to show up. And it's a lot easier to stay committed as you would to a real life class,
right,
rather than, you know, if it was just a video and you're like, oh, I'm just not feeling it today, let me just not play it. Then you kind of tend to skip out on your practice. So, you know, weighing all the pros and cons up, we did have a model where we had both options available for a period of time.
Mm-hmm.
But now what we found is the best way we can cater to, you know, both allowing you to show up for your practice and stay committed, plus also giving you the flexibility of your time, is we do the live stream classes and you book in. The instructor gets to interact with you, get to know you, correct your form, make sure you're doing your practice as safely as possible.
Mm-hmm.
But if you really are unable to make it at the scheduled time for whatever reason, maybe work, maybe family, maybe just life,
mm-hmm.
We also send you a replay link of the class. And this is a recording of the class and it's valid for the next 24 hours. So in that sense, it does keep you accountable as well, that you have to replay it within the next 24 hours or you miss out. And it also gives you a bit of interaction in the sense that you feel that the instructor is right there with you. Because, you know, when you are doing a live class, things are a bit more candid, a bit more real, a mm-hmm. bit more vulnerable than, say, a recorded video where everything has to be a little bit more picture perfect.
Mm. Tell me a little bit, though, about how you've approached pricing here.
I mean, to be completely honest, from a cost perspective, the cost incurred between a live stream class and an in-person class is no different.
Mm.
I guess primarily also because when we run our live stream classes, we are very particular about ensuring that the quality of class that we deliver is the best that we can.
Mm-hmm.
So our instructors do come into the studio. They do plug into equipment that we have invested in to make sure that the live stream experience, you know, you get HD video and you get audio that has been plugged directly into the video system as well. So it's not a home setup.
Okay.
It's not a simple, let me get a speaker and put it next to my camera and hope that the camera picks up the music. It's properly fed in. We have invested in proper video equipment to ensure that the quality that comes through is HD. And so in that sense, you know, we're still incurring rental on our studio. The instructor still comes in to make sure that they plug into our system properly.
Mm-hmm.
We still have our front desk support staff, making sure that they're checking people into the class and also being technical support just in case there are any technical difficulties along the way. So from a cost perspective to a studio, actually, it makes no difference whether it's a live stream or an in-person class. To be honest, the live stream probably does take a little bit more support mm-hmm. than an in-studio class. But in terms of pricing, we do understand how two practitioners, you know, they are willing to pay a little bit more for an in-studio class.
Mm-hmm.
So what we have done is we have, I think, docked our prices probably about 20 to 30% on the live stream classes relative to in-studio.
Mm-hmm.
And that is just reflective of, I suppose, when you are flowing from home, you don't come into the studio and, you know, use the studio's mat, you know, water facilities and tea and electricity and all that. But what I would say is, if you are actually paying for a high quality live stream class, to be honest, from a business perspective, there is no difference in the cost. There is actually even more cost involved because of the investment required into the technology. The beauty of the live stream process, though, is that we found we were able to reach out to a much bigger audience.
Right.
We have been so humbled that there are people willing to flow with us from different states in Malaysia, people we wouldn't even have thought to reach out to.
Mm-hmm.
We get people from Penang, from Johor, Kedah, wanting to flow with us. You know, we even sometimes get people from Taiwan, Australia. It's incredible, you know. I really think it's a blessing that this pandemic has kind of closed borders in a way. You know, it's bridged the gap between people overseas being able to join in on our classes without actually being here.
Right.
So I guess that does make up for the fact that in studio, you know, now we can only accommodate between 8 to 10 people. But then if we go live stream, there's easily 15, 20, 25 coming in at any point in time from all over the world.
Very interesting. Well, it's time for a short break right now. But after this, I will continue speaking to Tiffany Yao all about how the Flow Studio also started to rent out their machines, to talk a little bit about the future of the Flow Studio as well. So stay tuned to Open for Business here on BFM 89.9.
Building Fit Malaysians, BFM 89.9.
You're listening to Open for Business here on BFM 89.9. I'm Christine Wong, and on the line with me today is Tiffany Yao. So she is one of the founders of the Flow Studio. So they do yoga and Pilates classes in Bangsar. And we were just talking to them about how they've been progressing throughout the pandemic since we last spoke to them in 2019 and their pivot to essentially hosting online live streamed classes instead of in-person ones for the most part. From my understanding, you also started renting out your machines and equipment during the pandemic as well as another form of revenue. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so basically, aside from yoga and mat classes, our specialties is our reformer Pilates classes. So we are actually the only Pilates studio in KL offering athletic, dynamic reformer Pilates classes.
Mm-hmm.
I guess to give you a bit of background around what that is prior to the Flow, I think there was a little bit of a stigma around equipment-based Pilates being, number one, very expensive, and number two, more rehab-focused.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps if you had an injury or you were generally a little bit older or in the population, that's when you would turn to equipment-based Pilates. What we wanted to do is break that stigma in the sense that reformer Pilates, which is, you know, Pilates that you do on a reformer machine being a piece of equipment, is a very, very effective, low-intensity, strength-based workout. It's basically super smart resistance training, if you think about it.
Mm.
And we wanted to break the stigma that it was rehab-based. It's not. You really challenge yourself. You sweat, burn, and shake on this machine, and you tone like crazy.
Mm.
It is a fitness-based workout and based on, you know, core Pilates principles. And so we have found our niche in that market, and we are the only studio in KL doing group-based athletic Pilates. And we are actually super affordable, the most affordable in the market for group equipment-based Pilates. So when we had to close down for the pandemic, we decided to rent out our machines. And it was crazy. The demand was, you know, we had a wait list. People were, you know, queuing up for our reformers. And so in a very similar fashion, we ran virtual live stream classes.
Mm-hmm.
We managed to keep our community together, and we practiced pretty much every day. It was just like being in person, except we were apart. Everyone had a machine in their home, and they could join in on the live stream classes so that, you know, you stayed accountable and you were connected to the community, which was great for making sure that you showed up. But then at the time when we were locked down, it was really nice also to have that human connection with a group.
Right.
And then also what we did was, because we provide replay links, in your own time, you could redo the classes whenever you like.
Right. Mm.
And, you know, if you were in a household, you know, your mom, your dad, your brother, your sister, whoever could also use the machine. And so we started that. And, you know, before you know it, everyone else that was an equipment-based workout also started renting out their machines, you know, whether it be spin bikes or other forms of equipment-based workouts, rowers or weights and such.
Mm-hmm.
But in a sense, it was never really about making money. It was more, how do we make sure everyone sticks to their routines? There is, especially in a lockdown, I reckon it's so important for us to stay committed to our health, not just physically, but mentally as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, these workouts, they're not just physical, especially yoga and Pilates. They're very much about mindfulness and giving us an outlet to cope with any associated anxiety. All this work from home can sometimes, you know, while it's great, it gives us a lot of flexibility, it can be very isolating. Mm. Keeping up with, you know, live stream classes, in a sense, makes you feel like you belong. It lets you come together as a group again and work towards a goal together. You can share energy together, even if it's in a Zoom room. It's not the same, let's not pretend.
Mm-hmm.
But it does help you feel like you are a part of something again.
Right.
And that was really just the most important thing to us. We didn't just want to cater to, you know, the mat practitioners. We also wanted to make sure that our reformer clients were still staying accountable, both to themselves and also to each other.
Right. Wow. Okay. Well, final question for you then, Tiffany. What is the future of the Flow Studio? Are you guys going to permanently operate on this sort of hybrid capacity? You know, what's next? What does even expansion look like for you potentially in the future as well?
Very, very good question. Very exciting. We actually just finalized some things. So for us at the moment, we are still running all classes on a hybrid model, meaning you can either choose to come in studio at a reduced capacity with strict adherence to all SOPs, of course. But if you are not comfortable coming in studio, you can join us on live stream. You can flow from home. The schedule runs the same as it would in studio. And our instructor will interact with the live streamers plus the in-studio clients at the very same time. If you cannot attend at that scheduled time due to work commitments, family, your kids are still on Zoom, we do send you a replay link So, you know, you get the best of both worlds with us, really. You can come in studio, you can book in live stream, mm-hmm. you can't make it to both, we'll send you a replay. And we do plan to keep operating on this model for the indefinite future. Mm-hmm. I am a big advocate for change, and I do feel that with the current environment, it is very important to, number one, make our practitioners feel safe, and that means giving them flexibility and options to book in whatever manner they choose to. I'm not going to force you to come into the studio if you're not comfortable. So we will definitely keep live streams going. And at the same time, we also get that, you know, life gets in the way sometimes. And that's nobody's fault. You shouldn't have to feel bad about it. So here's a replay link. Do it in your own time. You've got 24 hours. Just, you know, make sure you stay connected. But also with that, we are going ahead with expansion, especially for our reformer workout, because, you know, we do understand that not everyone is able to accommodate a reformer in their home, mm-hmm. you know, for space reasons. Also, financially, it may not suit everyone right now. Mm-hmm. And Pilates, you know, it is a form of rehabilitation for injured clients as well. Mm-hmm. So maintaining the physical interaction between instructors and practitioners does remain very key to this workout. So with that, we are actually very excited to be opening up our second location. So I think we have gained a bit of a reputation as always being full and booked out. But for, you know, arcane reformer practitioners, or, you know, for those that have always wanted to try it but have said, you know, we can never book in, we are going to have two locations very soon in the next couple of weeks. So more classes, more chances to book in. Everything socially distanced, lots of space. We are big advocates of high, airy ceilings. So that will be a prerequisite to any space that we open. Mm-hmm. So don't worry about the safety of it all, I would say. Right. And of course, if you want to be the first to know about when we open and get in first on our bookings, then I'm sure we're going to have some opening promos. Just check us out on Instagram at The Flow Studio or on our website, www.theflowstudio.co.
Awesome. Well, I'm so excited to hear that, and that, you know, even though your expansion plans may have been scuppered briefly at the beginning of the MCO, that they're actually going ahead in a new form. So that's very exciting to hear. Thank you so much, Tiffany, for speaking to me today all about The Flow Studio.
No worries. It was a pleasure, Christine. And, yeah, I would love to have you guys in as well.
You've been listening to Open for Business here on BFM 89.9. If you've missed any of today's podcast, go ahead and download the app available on the Apple App Store or Google Play. You can also head over to our website, bfm.my, or listen to us on Spotify. This is, of course, Open for Business here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.